This is Les filling in for Bruce Van Dyke all this week. I'd like you to pay very close attention to what this gentleman has to say.
I went to the Cavs game the other day, and this guy came up to me, and he asked me for money. And he said, "Man, let me get $5." And I was like, that's pretty strange. He has an accurate amount of how much money he wants. So I gave it to him. But then I felt like a damn fool afterwards, because I started walking away and I started thinking to myself, you know what? This guy's just gonna spend that $5 on booze. And then I started thinking to myself, well, what were you gonna spend it on? Except now you're $5 short, Dave. Good job.
That was David Morales. He is a local comedian. He is from Lorain, and he is on the line right now. David, good morning. Welcome to the morning show on WEOL.
Hey, how's it going, Les? Good morning to you.
Absolutely. So you, like probably a lot of other comics, started out doing open mic nights. And my understanding is that you have and or are putting together a series of open mic night shows. If you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to have my own open mic show at the Palace Theater. We've been doing it now for the past couple of months. We're doing it once a month. I'm actually a resident in the downtown area, and living in this spot, you know, there's not really too many events that happen during the week. So I thought, you know, why not use this beautiful theater and try and get as many other artists who may have never been able to have the chance or opportunity to perform to actually come out to a beautiful theater like the Palace and get a chance to showcase themselves.
Well, it is definitely a beautiful place. I've been there many, many times for many different events. So if you're an aspiring comic and you want to get involved, want to get in front of a mic, kind of try your chops out, how would you get involved?
Well, if you go to the Palace's website or their Facebook page, they have like an event created to which you can say you're interested in or you're going in, and then it gives you all the information as far as when it is. But it is July 14th. Doors are going to be at 6. So if you can show up between 6 and 6:30 to actually sign up. And this goes for musicians, comics, if you do poetry, even if you're like a magician. I don't know any magicians, but if you're out there and you're listening, please come. I would love to see you.
Now, where would the audience come from? Are you also basically promoting this, hey, come and check this out. Come check out new talent.
Well, it's crazy, too, because we actually had a lot of people come out from Lakewood last time. Lakewood, Akron, Youngstown, had people come out from Cleveland, Lorain, Vermilion. I really would just love, you know, COVID kind of took away a lot of things for people to do. And so it's really nice to be able to throw stuff nowadays. So, you know, if you haven't been able to go out and enjoy yourself, it's only $5 to come in. If you're performing, it's free. It's such a beautiful theater, and the city, it looks so much better than what it used to. So I think it's a great opportunity for anyone in any of the, surrounding cities to come out and actually get a chance to see what Lorain looks like now.
We are talking to David Morales. He is a local comedian, and he is putting together an open mic show on July the 14th at the Lorain Palace Theater for aspiring comics, musicians, anything. Is there a screening process that folks have to go through, or basically if you sign up and want to go up on stage, you get to go?
Oh, you get to go, man. It's a go-up show kind of deal. Basically, I'm giving people, if you're a musician, I'll give you like 2 songs. If you're a comic, depending on, you know, if this is your first time or not, basically like 5 to 7 minutes each set.
Do you have to keep the comedy family friendly?
It is a 21 and up, show. So as long as you're not, you know, over excessive, because, you know, some people who have never done comedy before, they might think that they actually have to go up there and be foul or be like this, be like that. But honestly, it's not even like that. You know, if you have a good set or a good story, or, you know, maybe a couple jokes that you've been working on, It's the perfect place to try out stuff like that.
Let's talk a little bit about your career. What was that moment, if there was one, where David Morales said to himself, you know what, I'm funny, and it's about time I let everybody know just how funny I really am?
You know, that was probably, let's see. Probably when I first got booked, I won this competition at the Funny Stop Comedy Club out in Akron, where you get to be a feature on the weekends for somebody. And I think that's basically like other comedians vote for you to win and stuff like that. But that was probably like my first comedy club booking that I got. And I thought, you know, man, I could really, you know, just put this into a career.
What are some of the things that you usually talk about?
I like to talk about my personal life, relationships, work, my family. Got a pretty crazy family, my friends, and even, you know, depending on where I'm at in Ohio or something like that. Like, say if I'm in Lorain and we get like a huge home crowd or something like that. You know, I'm from here. I grew up here. I went to high school here. So I'm sure a lot of people, you know, usually enjoy like the local jokes. It just depends on where I'm at.
Anybody who's a comedian knows that there's a big difference between sitting around with a group of friends and telling a funny story as opposed to getting up on stage, grabbing a mic, and telling that same story to an audience. As a comic, what have you discovered to be the difference, and how do you make that difference work?
Well, depending on what your story is about, like a lot of people, you have to make it more relatable to the crowd. So, you know, if you have a personal story between your friends that was funny or something like that, you know, you might want to make it a little bit more, broader, like as far as your story, like, cause if you're talking about, you know, your neighbor Sue, nobody knows who your neighbor Sue is. You know what I mean? So you gotta definitely just watch how you say it and just develop your story.
Do you have a joke or a story that kills every time?
I don't think I could say it on the air, but definitely, you know, a lot of more relationship-based jokes for sure.
Do you have a joke that you insist should work and it doesn't always work, and you're thinking to yourself, no, this is funny, and I'm going to keep on saying this one until people finally get it?
You know what? That's the whole thing about comedy, honestly. I feel like my memory before comedy was poor, and my memory after comedy has just been, like, amazing because of just the repetition. Like, no matter what, like, and I know the outside audience, will they think differently and stuff like that, but if you're working on a set, I mean, of course, eventually, if it's just not working, it's not working. But what you want to do is just practice that set over and over and over and over. Because, like, what might not have worked on Tuesday, you know, it probably worked on Wednesday. And then it might not work on Thursday, but it worked on Friday. It's just like you basically find out different ways to tell that joke, or you take that joke and then you go back home and you're like, okay, well, this part didn't really work. Maybe I could change this. People really loved when I said this. You know what I mean?
Got it. Hey, this Saturday you've got a show coming up too at Veterans Park.
Yes, in downtown Lorain, I'm hosting Ramon Rivas. He is a comedian from South Lorain as well. He's been on Comedy Central, HBO, a bunch of stuff. He's been everywhere. He has been throwing a free summer comedy concert series, basically, at Veterans Park. It's a beautiful little amphitheater. He's been getting outside of Ohio comics to come into Lorain, and he's been bringing the top Cleveland comics as well. This is Saturday. It's a free show, like I said. It's going to be Bill Squire. He's going to be the headliner from the Alan Cox show. It should be a really good show. Bill's a really good friend of mine, hilarious comic. I think show up around like 6, 6:30, you know, bring a lawn chair with you. Maybe some food, some drinks for yourself and whoever you have with you. And then the show usually gets started about like 7:05.
All right, David Morales, thank you again. Your show, the Open Mic Show, again, musicians, comics, calling them all. That is going to be July 14th, Lorain Palace Theater. Thank you so much for being on the air with us today. Take care.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for having me. Like I said, this Saturday, Veterans Park, next Wednesday, July 14th at the Palace, and then July 25th, I'm actually at Hilarity.
You got it.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.